This message is brought to you by The Covenant Nation.
Praise the Lord. That's a very hard act to follow. What do I do? I should preach it. Preach what now? They finished preaching everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please let us salute our elders. Praise the Lord. Greet them very well. Clap your hands if you want to clap. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Want to honor all the ministers in the house, all the pastors. Let's clap our hands and appreciate all the pastors, ministers in the house. Glory to Jesus. You look overloaded. So we have to release some steam now. Amen? So I want you to find three people. No, one person. Find one person. Right? Just one. Hold their hands and look into their eyes. Look into their eyes. And then you're going to do this very hard. It's going to be very hard. For the next 1 minute, you're going to do it hard. Hard laughter. Hard laughter. Hard laughter. Hard. Hard. Hard laughter. Release it. Release the steam. Hard laughter. Hard laughter. Hard, 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 hard. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Glory! I'm charged. I didn't come on time, but that last bit I heard has fired me for the rest of this year. I'm telling you, I'm serious. Glory to Jesus. Someone shout power. Shout power. Shout power 7 times. Power! Woo! Glory to Jesus. You know, as I was coming, the Lord began to show me some things. And I think I understand why now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I saw something. I saw somebody stepping out of a place like a forest with all kinds of chains and snakes. And a person stepped out into the open air. Say amen. Amen. Into the sunlight, which was the sun of righteousness. And the person stepped out and began to jubilate. Are you that person? Are you the one? Or shall we look for another? Are you the one? If you are the one, jump and shout and celebrate. 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 Woo! Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I don't know how the preaching will go, but let me tell you what I was seeing. I saw somebody, actually I saw several people with drug addictions, and something snapped. Let me tell you, what I'm telling you already happened though. It happened during the last service, I'm telling you. That's why the Lord was, just to announce to you, something snapped. And you notice that after the service, you didn't have any desire anymore for those drugs. Can all of us, let's celebrate for those people. If you are here, you are free. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. My God, my God. This one now, what I saw, I have to read it. Let me show you. Numbers 33, verse 3. Numbers 33, verse 3. Numbers 33, verse 3. This one I want to show you. This is what I saw. They departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after Passover, the children of Israel went out with what? Boldness. Hey! Your time has come, oh. Let me tell you how you are going to tackle this matter. Not with fear. No fear. Somebody shout, no fear. No timidity, no uncertainty, no doubt. You are using boldness. Someone shout boldness. Let me go back to the scripture. Go back to the scripture. It says, they went out with what? Boldness in the sight of their enemies. The enemies could not stop them. Now watch this. Why were they so bold? Look at the next verse. For the Egyptians were burying their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them. And also their gods, he had what? Executed judgment. The Lord showed me, those who have tried to hold you back, he says he will execute judgment. And you will see it before the end of January. You will see it. And you will step out with boldness. Boldness. Say amen. There's something that will happen to you when you see the hand of God on your side. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God is about to extinguish certain people. Yes. We don't pray for anybody to die. But there's some people who are too stubborn. And because they're too stubborn, it's like suicide. They commit suicide. Because they don't want to stop this attempt against you and your progress. Listen to me, guys. The reality is we live in a culture that has wickedness. And somebody can just dislike you just because you are prospering. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Even if you don't prosper, they will still dislike you. What kind of wickedness is this? And some of them are stubborn. And if they don't back off this year will not be like last year. Say amen. Someone shout power. You are coming out with boldness. I say you're 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 coming out with boldness. Somebody take 5 steps forward. Bold, bold steps. Take it. Take 5 steps and say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. No more stagnation. I'm coming out. No more confusion. I'm coming out. No more delays. Shout, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I saw a lot of diseases being healed. A lot of diseases. I saw a lot of uterine disease. Fibroids. That stronghold of fibroids, it will disappear in the name of Jesus. If you believe what I'm saying, shout amen. Amen. Let it be according to your amen. Amen. I saw men who have decided that there's no hope anymore. Their prostate is enlarged. And they've been told there's only one solution. And God says, no, they told you the wrong solution. God said, I saw the hand of God squeeze the prostate back to size. I wish I had a witness here. That enlarged prostate would not follow you this year. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen. I saw urinary symptoms disappearing. Mysteriously, urinary symptoms disappearing. These are long-standing problems. And then this month of January, get ready. Because God wants to do something significant in January to set your course for the rest of this year. Are you with me? If you believe it, shout aloud, amen. Come on. Shout power. I saw somebody under your feet here like this. It's like a broken bone. And it's been a problem for you because doctors are struggling to fix it. And I saw that angels are working on it. And you will find that that discomfort and pain will not continue with you. I saw barrenness of several years. Oh Lord, help me, help me, help me. Help me. Glory to Jesus Christ. It would just go like this. I saw it go like breeze. The breeze came and took it out. Hallelujah. For there shall be none barren among us. Shout amen. Get ready for the last day of this month. You will have a testimony. Say amen. I'm just telling you what I saw. You have to believe it. Amen. If you believe it, it will come to pass. Say amen. I saw this. Financial release within 14 days. 14 days. 14 days. Someone say 14 days. Say it like you believe it. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Because what I saw was I saw a hand holding something back. And then as a result of this conference, there was a release. They could not hold it back anymore. Come on, somebody, are you with me? They could not hold it back anymore. Hallelujah. I've come to announce to you, as a child of the Most High, I want to announce to you, listen to me, they cannot hold it back anymore. Hallelujah. There will be release upon release upon release. Back to back, back to back, back to back. Glory to God. You will start this year, this year, January, you will start it with a bang. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I saw somebody in the shipping business and I saw great favor. There's something you are chasing and there's been a little struggle here and there. And I saw great favor. And I'm talking billions. Oh, can you handle me this afternoon? Say amen if you can. The word billion should not intimidate a believer. We are sons of God. Hallelujah. We are heirs of God. So raise your sight. Enlarge your vision in 2025. Because God will do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think. Shout power. I saw this. I heard favor from the USA. So somebody, God will wake somebody up and point that person in your direction. So that all the way from the USA, the person will reach out to you and offer you favor. I don't know why you're not excited. I thought you'd be excited this evening. Shout favor. Shout favor. Shout favor. Shout favor. Shout favor. I wrote it down. I saw some people with this demonic oppression. Demonic. And one of the manifestations is depression. I saw it was a lot of people, depression. When they're excited and they want to move forward, it happened last year, depression will come. They don't feel like doing anything anymore. It's a spirit. You are released this afternoon. You are released this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more depression. No more depression. Listen. I'll give an instruction now before I continue. Especially those of you who have had those bouts of depression. I want you for 15 seconds, you will just raise up your head like this and laugh loud. Wherever you are, laugh loud. Laugh loud. Ha 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 ha! Hey hey hey! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! laugh loud. Woo! Glory to Jesus. And next time you have a thought, because it starts as a thought, it's like a thought of futility, as if, what's the point? Once you have that thought, laugh it out. Let your laughter drown it. Is somebody here with me? Someone shout, no more depression. Shout, in 2025, I am marching like a soldier with laughter in my mouth. No more depression. Hallelujah. Then I saw this. This is what the Lord spoke to me concerning this year. The Lord said to me this year, and the condition is those that were determined to follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those that make a commitment to follow the Holy Ghost. Now let me say this. You may not get everything right. You might even make some mistakes. But if you sincerely commit, even when you make a mistake, God can even work. God is so wise, eh? That God can work on your mistake. That your mistake will look as if it was planned. Hey. Is somebody here with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Have you had experience where you know you goofed, you messed up? But by the time God finished, it looked like it was a plan. It was called the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So the Lord said to me, for those who will follow me closely, endeavor to follow me, they will experience. You know what happened to Peter when Peter allowed Jesus to come and preach on his boat? Peter is a professional. He has been fishing. And that particular day, he toiled all night and caught nothing. He didn't catch one fish, not even tilapia. Is somebody here with me? He didn't catch a small fish, nothing. And this is his career. This is his professional expertise. So he's tired. He's exhausted. He's frustrated. And then Jesus steps in the boat and teaches the gospel. And one of those listening is Peter. One of the reasons why he was able to do what he did was what he heard. Because faith was stirred up. And so he listened to Jesus speak about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of power. Hallelujah. And then when Jesus said to him, he says, launch out into the deep for a catch. He said, Master, we've toiled all night, but at your word. That means instruction, but not just instruction, the teaching. At your word. And he went in and they started catching fish. The fish they caught is not the kind of fish you catch at the premiere of your professional experience. You cannot catch this kind of fish. It's not possible. It's like all the rivers around, all the fish left and came to one spot under Peter's boat. So much power.
Power.
And they began to bring the fish. You know, he was not prepared for this kind of harvest because his nets were not even strong enough. He never expected a harvest that would break his nets. So he didn't bother to fix his nets. Then he went and brought the partners. The net broke. The boat began to sink. And the Lord said to me, this is called escalation. And the Lord said, 2025 is the year of escalation. As it happened to Peter, may it happen to you sometime this year. Sometime this year, may you experience escalation. Shout amen. Glory to Jesus. Escalation in the area of fruitfulness. Escalation in the area of progress. You will move forward this year. You will move forward this year. Escalation in the area of opportunities. Escalation in the area of expansion. Your coasts are about to be expanded. Somebody's going from local to global. Shout amen. Hallelujah. And most importantly, escalation in the area of impact. Your life will make a difference. I say your life will make a difference. Your life will make a difference in 2025. Shout amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I saw an enlarged heart. And the same hand that shrunk the prostate moved up and shrunk it back. And when it was shrinking, it was being fixed. So if you're the one I'm talking about, get ready. Because just give a few weeks and then go and do a check. You will be amazed. Hallelujah. I decree that your heart shall return to normal size. I decree your heart shall start to function healthy. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. All right. You know, I was invited here to actually preach the word. So please sit down quickly, please. Let me even say something from the Bible. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor it is well. This. Go to Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1. Hallelujah. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This is loaded. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Which means if the Lord is my shepherd, he will bring me to a place of what? Fullness. Someone say fullness. Fullness is a new covenant reality. What is fullness? It means you are now operating in the full measure of the benefits of Christ's redemptive work. In other words, what he died for you to have, you are stepping into it. And it's a journey because you can't exhaust it at once. But fullness is a journey. Say amen. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Look at the next verse. The next verse. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Anytime you see sheep lying down, there's only one reason. Can you help me here? They're what? Belly full. Sheep lie down when they're belly full. So he led the sheep to where? Fullness. Go to verse 5. Verse 5. Verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This tells me something. This is not heaven. Because in heaven you have no enemies. So where is this? This is not the sweet by and by. This is a sweet now and now. Say amen. Can you handle some gospel message today? Hallelujah. So this is what, go back to the scripture. This is what we call the table of his fullness. The table of his fullness. And he will lead you to the table of his fullness. Are you with me? And in 2025, he will lead you to the table of his fullness. Glory to Jesus Christ. Let me show you a few scriptures quickly. Go to John. Go to John chapter 1 and verse 16. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give me a second here. Do you get it? Yes. And of his fullness, what happened? We have all received what? Grace for grace. So one of the main reasons for grace is what? Fullness. To bring us to the place of fullness. Go to Romans 15 and verse 9. I believe it's Romans. I wasn't planning to go this way, but let me just get this. Is it Romans 15, verse 9? Romans 15. Give me a second here. Someone say fullness. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Romans 15, verse 29. Sorry. Romans 15 and verse 29. Romans 15:29. But I know that when I come to you, Paul is going to the Roman church. He says that when I come to you, I shall come in what? The fullness. So if there's a full measure, then there must be partial measure. Am I correct? If there's 100% measure, then there must be 10%, 20%, 40%. Am I correct? And do you know we can get to a point where we start to measure things? You know, Kenneth Hagin, of blessed memory, I was sitting in one of his meetings and he said something that baffled me. He said, as he was walking past, people were falling under the power. Then he said this. He said, the anointing on me right now is 70% full. I said, what? Then he explained. He said that he knows the measures. As he's operating, he knows the measures. And he knows what to do to increase the measures. Is somebody here with me? He said that a time will come when, because he said when you get to the full measure, it's not just the preacher. It has to be the participating audience. Both have to come together, charged up in faith, and then you can get the full measure. Sometimes the preacher is on his own. He can only go so far. But there's a place of the full measure. And listen, guys, God wants us in 2025 to start to taste it. And you can taste it in your personal life. Say amen. Amen. Go with me quickly. Go with me to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. Ephesians 1 and 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Next verse. Which is his body. Watch this. The fullness of him who fills all in all. What's he saying? The body of Christ is the designated platform for the fullness of God. If you are looking for the fullness of God, just find yourself in the body of Christ. Say amen. Go with me to Colossians 1 and 19. Colossians 1 and 19. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. In him. Now go to Colossians 2 and 9. Colossians 2 and 9. Glory be to Jesus. There's a place of fullness. And we're going to step into the fullness of God. You know, we've heard testimonies of mighty men of God. Like the man of God mentioned, Pastor, Apostle Ayo Babalala, and many others who God has used mightily. And I believe they had a personal revelation. For you to ask somebody to go under the pillow and collect money, it's not by accident. He has been doing this. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so this is just his experience. So he was so confident. Go under and get it. Hallelujah. And they went under. And the person that owned the money came. See, when I hear preachers, there's nothing like financial miracle. That's a financial miracle. That's a financial miracle. That's financial miracle. If you can believe it, you can have it. Say amen. Amen. Now, God would not sustain you your whole life with a financial miracle. Amen? You have to walk. You have to practice principles. Financial miracles come to save you from crisis situations. Embarrassing situations. Are you with me? Then you have a financial miracle. But after the financial miracle, you continue walking by faith and what? Wisdom. Say amen. No. Amen. No. I hope I didn't bust your bubble this evening. No. Because when I was preaching, somebody was saying, hey, I found the key to life. It's not the key. Oh, it's once in a while. Say amen. Glory be to Jesus. It says, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Next verse. Watch this. What? I love this. And you are what? Complete. Someone say complete. In him. Which means you are complete. Before you start the journey, you are complete. That means that marriage is not you believing God for somebody to come and complete you. I'm preaching real good now. Say amen. No. If you are believing for somebody to come and complete you, you are going to put pressure on that person. And they can't accommodate the pressure. Only God can handle that kind of pressure. Are you with me? Marriage is two complete people coming together by the Spirit in a union. Amen. You have to be complete. Ladies, if the guy is not complete, do not go further. I prophesy. Say amen, no. You know, I don't care how the guy behaves. I don't care how he looks. I don't care how tall, how dark. I don't care how long his jeep is. He can be a Satan. Is somebody here with me? I don't even care if he has Greek lexicon. And I don't care if he even speaks in tongues. Something happened. One of my friends, he's now saved and sanctified. And because I know he may be watching so that he will not be annoyed. He's saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. But when he was getting married, he wasn't saved. And the lady he was getting married to was saved. So when they invited me to be one of the officiating ministers, I was like, hey. And then they took us to a particular church. I didn't know in this church. First of all, they asked, are you born again? That one is easy to answer. After they ask, are you born again? They will ask, are you filled with the Spirit? You may just say yes because you want to get out. They will now say, demonstrate. Honestly, there were four of us officiating ministers at the back. I knew him. So I couldn't hold myself. I was like, because I knew that today, now today. But he did exceedingly abundantly above what I was expecting. Because when they gave the wife to be the microphone, she went, demonstrate, went, Leka Sendale Mancumbrege, Sabato, Regade, Shandela Makuva, Sataya. She was almost dancing. Thank you, Tablo Bakura. Yedi Bakuta, Keti Baka, Hika. When they gave him the mic, when they gave the brother the mic, of all the things to say, he said this, Papa Rosa. God is my witness. He said, Papa Rosa. By this time, me at the back, I couldn't control myself. I was like, to make it worse, he went further and said, Mama Rosa. The whole church was paralyzed. I've never heard a Papa Rosa tongue before. The guy should have continued. Bomboy Rosa. Begin Rosa. Glory to God. You are not complete except you are in Christ. Amen. Glory to Jesus. We thank God for some situations of mercy. But not all situations have ended up like that. There have been some disasters. Follow the Bible. Amen. Fullness. No need to have a complex. You are complete. You are, Pastor, but I'm short. Don't worry. It means, when you're short, it means your center of gravity is lower to the ground. That means they cannot push you down easily. I'm trying to help somebody. There's always a right perspective. The devil will give you a wicked perspective. God will give you another one. Have you noticed most of the best football players, they're short. They have balance. Once in a while you say a tall one, most of them are short, balanced. Say amen. Don't need to prove a point to anybody. You are just the way God made you and you're fine like that. If your nose is big, there's a reason why your nose is big. You can inhale more oxygen than the average person. Yes. Say amen. Amen. My wife, I like to make fun of her because her ears are big. All right? So, but you know the amazing thing? My wife hears everything. You can't whisper and escape. She will hear what you are saying. I said, wow, God gave you big ears on purpose. Say amen. You see, I just went off with power. I forgot to honor our apostle and apostoless. Please stand up. Stand up now, brother. clap your hands and appreciate Pastor Boju and Pastor Toyi. Thank you. That's a good one. That's a good one. Praise the Lord. You're doing a great work. That's just the truth. Amen. And God will continue to prosper you. And he'll continue to multiply his grace upon your lives. In the name of Jesus. And grant you the desires of your hearts. In Jesus' name. Now, let me say something about boldness. Because we're stepping out in boldness. We're stepping out in boldness. So when you go back to Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1. Go back to Psalm 23 verse 1. And the Lord is my shepherd. You see, there's a way to follow the Lord. Because when the Lord starts to lead you, it will not always make sense. And then sometimes he will lead you past the gates of hell. Because you are following him. Don't forget. He says, he leads me through the valley, right? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no what? Evil. Why? Because you are being led by the Lord. Now let me explain the Lord here. Because when it says the Lord, that's the Lord is my shepherd. Go back to Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord Jesus is in heaven right now, seated at the right hand of the Father. So which Lord are we talking about? Because this Lord represents the Lord Jesus. So this is a reference to the Holy Spirit. We are to be led by the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus. And if you are led by the Holy Spirit, you will begin to notice certain dimensions of manifestations. Not just on the outside, but on the inside. There's an internal manifestation that we need in these last days. That we need in 2025. It is called boldness. Someone say boldness. We have to learn to be bold. Glory to God. Doesn't matter what you learn throughout this week. If you don't let that oppression to work on the inside of you, you will get out of the conference and meet something. And if you don't move with boldness, you will draw back. And I noticed with this kind of conferences, if you draw back, it takes time to get back again. You may have to wait for the next conference. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. So there's a boldness that we need to operate with in 2025. This boldness is fearless. You see, boldness has two sides. There's the Godward side, and then there's the manward side. You see, the Godward side is a force of the Spirit. Boldness is a force of the Holy Ghost. But then it remains dormant until we do something about our faith. Our faith action provokes it. Say amen. So no matter how much the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of you, if you don't learn how to just trust God for boldness and step forward, you will feel weak and timid even. But you see, that aspect of the manward side is very important. You have to have an attitude of boldness. Be stubborn against the devil. Is somebody here with me? Make up your mind you are not drawing back. When I got saved, I was the only one amongst my friends that got saved. And these were bad boys. So I'm now saved. And then I noticed that every time they will come near, somehow I'll follow them. They will just convince me. Come now, Andy, come, let's go. And I will just follow them. I got so frustrated, I was sick of it. And I began to pray to God. And the Lord gave me boldness. Next time they came, before they asked me to follow them, you know what I told them? I said, I didn't know much, I didn't know anything. I said, if you're not born again, you will go to hell. Then I said, hellfire will burn somebody. It will burn you. That was my preaching. They were looking at me. I said, I'm telling you, you're looking at me. Me, I've crossed, or I've left you people. This thing is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Fire will burn you. You'll die. As I was talking, one of them said, Andy, shut up. You are talking too loud. I said, fire. The guy said, my God, we're leaving you. That was how I escaped. Someone said boldness. Hallelujah! You know, many years ago, when I was trying to get a visa to go to Tulsa for the Bible school, you know, the visa, it was, what do you call that visa again? Oh, yeah, I can't remember, like, I think M1 or M2. So that visa was difficult to get because it's not a regular, it wasn't, back then it wasn't a regular institution. In other words, it was a vocational school at that time. They've changed it now. So it wasn't easy to get that kind of visa. And I applied because I just believed God wanted me to go there and school and all that. So I applied. When it was time, there was a relative of mine that worked at the embassy. So I thought he would encourage me. So one time when he came to visit me, I was just happy. I said, Kai, thank God for connections. I didn't know he was coming to tell me not to bother. He said, listen, they're not giving people that visa. I said, how? He said, they're not. I'm telling you, they're not giving people visa. People are being turned back because they don't trust your intentions. You know, he was talking. Then he said, I said, well, I have to go because, you know, I have to go and do it because I feel that the Lord led me. He's a believer. The Lord led me. You know what he said? He said, listen, it will take a miracle for you to get it. From my spirit, it rose up. I shouted, and I will get the miracle. He said, he did like this. I said, yes. He left me. He said, okay. I went for the visa. I went and stood on the line with my family. My generations were increasing. I took all of them, which made it worse. So I stood on the line. One of the guards came and tapped me on the shoulder. Now, while I stood on the line, I saw people coming back. You know, they've gone to the battle, and they're coming back. And some of them are crying. Some of them are abusing. Nonsense. What is America? America, we're waiting. All kinds of things. So it wasn't a good testimony. So I was there, and then the guy came and tapped me and said, come. I said, I'm online. They said, come. So I followed him. He took me and sat me down with my family. Just sat me down one row. So I stayed there almost 1 hour. People are going. He didn't tell me anything. So after a while, I got up again. And I went back to the line. As soon as I went back, he came again and tapped me and said, come. So I followed him and sat down. I waited again for like 45 minutes. He came. Listen, I got up again and went back. Because what kind of... Okay, say something now. At least let's do. I don't know who you are. Are you for us or are you for the... The guy came back again the third time and told me to come. And the way he said, come. So I followed him, went and sat down. We just waited. I said, this time I want to just wait. I believe God is working. So I just sat down. Then another window opened. He now came and tapped me and says, come. So I followed him. Actually, the window hadn't opened yet, but you could tell they're about to open it. So he took me, and I was the first person on the window, this new window. So I stood there like this. A woman opened the window. And looked at me, looked at my wife, looked at the children, and said, what did you say you are going to do? I said, I'm going to Bible school. She said this. She says, when you finish Bible school, what will you do? I knew at that moment, what I say now can be used against me. And the Lord gave me wisdom. With boldness. I said it with boldness. I said, when I finish, I will preach the gospel. She looked at me. I said, I'm coming. Went inside. Did some paperwork. Came back and gave all of us the visa. That my relative now came to see me after. He said, brother. He said, if you see how they were moving up and down the whole place, confused. And then decided to just give you your visa. He said, I have seen God today. Listen, you have to be bold. Because you will never know what's on the other side. if you just keep on analyzing, you can analyze yourself to paralysis. All the good word you are hearing this week, you have to be bold. And the opportunities will come soon. Hallelujah. You just have to expect opportunities and get yourself ready. Ask God, the Holy Ghost, grant me the boldness. Grant me the boldness. Hallelujah. Now, one of the chief expressions of boldness, the primary expressions of boldness is speech. Speech. You know, that time I said, and I will get it. Something happened on the inside. When I said it, I will get it. Something happened on the inside. I knew it. I felt the anointing. When I went to the gate and said, I will preach the gospel, I felt it. My words released the force of boldness. Say amen, somebody. Oh, this year, listen, we're going to speak and then we're going to move. We're going to speak and then we're going to move. Say amen. Amen. Speech. You see, I saw this in the scriptures. I saw it. Look at Hebrews 13 verse 5 quickly. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Hebrews 13 verse 5. You know, the reason why we're convicted, why we have confidence enough to be bold, is twofold. Because number one, we know that if you know that God is with you, one. And number two, he will not forsake you. You'll be bold. Amen? Can I have a guy who's very big, a very big guy, tall guy, big, big, the biggest guy in the house? Anybody here big, big, big and tall? Anybody? Big and tall, big and tall, big and tall. Okay, you try small, shall you try? Okay, now let me have a guy who is... Okay, you are big and tall. Please come. Bros, come. Please. Thank you. Please, just come up. Thank you. Then let me have somebody who is smaller. Okay, two of you decide. Please decide who. He's bigger. Okay, no problem. Come. It is well. Amen. All right. Let me do something. Sir, please, don't worry. Sit down, please. I don't want to use you. I want to use somebody else. Let me have one of the protocol people. Smaller protocol. Please clap your hands for Reverend, please. Let me have a smaller protocol. Smaller one. Thank you. No, just stand in front of him. In front. Face the other way. He asked me, should I face him? Now listen, this is God represented by the Holy Ghost. This is us. Now this is what I want to show you, two things, right? Come close enough, right? Now you be going and you follow him. Now this means that wherever you are, he will be there. Now someone say, how come? No, see, you have to understand something. He lives in you. He lives in you. Hallelujah. Amen. That means that, listen, he will never what? Leave you. No. The second part is forsake. Right? What does that mean? What's your name?
Benjamin.
This is the Holy Ghost, all right? So, move back a bit. You're going to fall back. Don't look. Brother, don't spoil my hand this evening, though. You're going to fall back. You understand? Yeah? And the Holy Ghost will catch you. I assure you. Because he will never do what? Forsake you. Or you fall. Clap your hands for them, please. Hallelujah. This is what gives us boldness. I know he's with me, first of all. Secondly, he's not just with me. He's loyal. He's loyal. He will not abandon me when I need him. Look at it. Says, go back to Hebrews 13:5 quickly. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Right? Question is, what do you have that you should be content with? He has told you. He says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what do you have? I have him. So because I have him, I am what? Content. Because I have the one that through whom I can get whatever I need. Are you with me? He's what? Go back. I will never what? Leave you. This is God speaking. I will never leave you. I will never do what? Forsake you. It may feel like it, but it's not a reality. Are you with me? Look at the result of this. Next verse. So we may do what? Boldly say. Speech. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The man is bold now. He's bold. Why is he bold? Because of that revelation. That God is with him. God is with you. He's with you. In 2025, he's with you. And he will not forsake you. Are you still here with me? Quickly, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Amen. Next verse. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Next verse. Watch this. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. That other glory was passing away, and yet they could not look at it. Next verse. How will the ministry of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, our shepherd, not be more what? Glorious. Next verse. Watch this. Next verse. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in what? Glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. For even what was made glorious, in other words, that glory, had no glory in this respect. If you compare that glory to this glory, it's as if it's not a glory. Because of the glory that what? Excels. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Next verse. Watch this. Therefore, since we have such expectation, we use what? Boldness of speech. We're bold. Speech. Today we're going to speak now. I'm coming. We will speak now. Because some things must be shattered. The devil hates it when you're bold. Amen. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 4. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 4. Woo, hallelujah. I sense the anointing here. The glory is here. It says, great is my what? Boldness of speech. It's amazing. Is the primary expression of boldness. Bold speech. That's how David took down Goliath. He took him down with words before he used a stone. Can I tell you something? It was his words that guided the stone. The stone had to follow his words. And he did exactly what he said he would do. He said, when I knock you down first, I'm going to take your sword and cut off your head. And he did it. Can you imagine David, small boy David, talking big. As Goliath was marching down with his armor bearer, he saw a small boy. And the boy was talking. Goliath disdained him by his gods. And David said, you are an uncircumcised Philistine. Today, I will disconnect this your big head. Wow. That's kind of thing that honors God and provokes the force of boldness. Speech. Say amen. Amen. Chapter 7, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 7, 4. Okay, I've read that. Okay, let's go to 1 Thessalonians 2 and 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2. But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to what? Speak. Speech. Philemon chapter 1 verse 8. Philemon chapter 1 verse 8. Hallelujah. Philemon chapter 1 verse 8. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting. Notice, bold to what? Command. You command from the place of boldness. Hallelujah. This year, you have to advance. Amen. Listen to me, guys. You don't pray about things that you have authority over. Did you hear what I said? You don't pray, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, please come and remove this demon from my house. No. The demon, once you pray like that, the demon knows you don't know who you are in Christ. Amen. There's a boldness. And this boldness can easily be misunderstood as arrogance by the uninformed. They will see you do something and say you're just proud. No. There's a difference between boldness and arrogance. Arrogance, pride, you think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Bold, you know how high he has lifted you. Oh my God. Can I get a witness here? I said, can I get a witness here? The way we laugh is important. Laugh boldly in the face of calamity. You shall laugh in the face of calamity. Hallelujah! Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! I know someone who had a pain while they were sleeping. And they shouted, hey, got up and began to pray for like 4 hours. When the devil knew that a pain can wake you from sleep, every night he showed up. This brother wake up and pray. Then he stopped sleeping well. He'll go to bed around 5, wake up around 6 to go to work. One eye is half closed, one eye is open. His cells became sick. Then he actually became sick. Amen? And the Lord said to me, that's not how you do the devil. I give my beloved sleep. Don't allow the devil to come and take away what I gave you. Your body needs it. Your natural body needs rest. So the Lord taught me what to do. One day I was lying down. I felt like a sword. Literally here. Shot like that. A sword. My first impulse was panic. And I remembered. And I said, never! Never! Come on! And it just, the way it entered, it came out. And I turned around and slept. I didn't wake up. I didn't waste my time. Oh, Lord, help me. Smith Wigglesworth was sleeping. And Satan himself came because the man has been causing problems. And there was noise in the living room. So he wondered what it was. And then he woke up and went downstairs and saw Satan. You know what he said? He said, oh, you are the one? Left him downstairs and started walking upstairs. Then walked back downstairs and said, arrange everything the way you saw it. Arrange it back. Then he went back upstairs, turned his back on the devil and slept. May God teach us in these last days. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your time has come. 2025 will not pass you like 2024 did. Rise on your feet. For the next 2 minutes, open your mouth. And I want to hear bold declarations concerning 2025. Tell the devil to step aside. Tell him you are taking that which is yours. Tell the devil, this year belongs to me. I'm going to press through every resistance. Speak. Oh, I can't hear some of you. I'm not speaking loud enough. I want you to be bold. Speak power. Speak glory. command that your days of sickness are over. Demand that the prophetic word concerning your life this year will come to pass. Demand it. Demand that your days of stagnation are over. You are going to move at God's speed in 2025. I wish you open your mouth with boldness. I wish you would not be looking at me. Open your mouth with boldness. The angels of God will respond to your boldness. If you have symptoms in your body, speak to your body. Tell your body you are healed. Tell the symptoms to disappear. Come on, come on, come on. Intensify. 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 This is your year of escalation. January will not pass you by. I seize it. I seize my manifestation in January. I seize it. Now listen, listen. As I hand over the mic, listen to me. Listen to me. I prophesy this year, 2025, it will end as your best year thus far. It will go swiftly. It will go swiftly. You will see some challenges though. You will. But God's wisdom will prevail. In the name of Jesus, some of you are going to overstep disease and get to a point where you are no longer struggling with disease. In the name of Jesus, some of you, your financial status will change permanently. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Bondage will no longer be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And listen to me, before the end of January, see the words we have spoken before and anybody can receive this if you can just be audacious enough to receive it. Right? Before the end of January, there will be a significant shift that will manifest for you as a sign from God, and also to shift your course, so that the rest of this year you operate with great power. Are you here with me? If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, rejoice, 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 rejoice.